With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Rager. Kalispell Regional Healthcare says the Montana Nurses Association released, quote, blatantly false information, unquote, when it announced Wednesday it was filing charges against Kalispell Regional for allegedly violating federal worker rights laws. Nikki Willette reports.
In a statement, Kalispell Regional says it has not laid off more than 100 charged nurses, as charged by the association, but is instead in the process of redesigning its leadership structure. Kalispell Regional adds it's currently posting more than 100 open positions for registered nurses, and that charge nurses affected by the leadership redesign will have the opportunity to be selected for one of those positions. The Montana Nurses Association filed charges with the National Labor Relations Board Wednesday, alleging that Kalispell Regional interfered with employee rights to form a nurses union in breach of the National Labor Relations Act. Kalispell Regional says it respects its employees' rights to support or oppose representation from an outside labor union, and that its leadership redesign is designed to improve patient care and provide more direct support to staff in all shifts. A representative did not return calls for comment. Two of Montana's largest unions expressed support for the association's charges on Friday, the Montana Federation of Public Employees and the Montana AFL-CIO both condemned what they call Kalispell Regional's anti-union tactics. I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Shaylee Rager. A Montana judge dismissed a lawsuit filed by an Idaho mining company seeking to overturn its designation as an industry bad actor because of pollution tied to its CEO. District Judge Mike Menahan said today the complaint from Hecla Mining was premature because the state's designation is not final. Montana's bad actor law blocks individuals and companies who don't clean up their old mines from starting new ones. Hecla CEO Phillips Baker Jr. was former chief financial officer at Pegasus Mining, which went bankrupt in 1998 and saddled the state with more than $35 million in pollution cleanup costs. Hecla is proposing two copper and silver mines beneath the Cabinet Mountains Wilderness in northwestern Montana. A separate lawsuit from state environmental regulators against Hecla and Baker is pending. A former Missoula County Sheriff's deputy has been charged with a felony after fellow officers said he dragged a handcuffed man out of the back of a patrol car and choked him. A charge of mistreating prisoners was filed Monday against Doug Hartzell Jr. His initial appearance in justice court is set for January 29th. State investigators talked with other deputies involved in the November 2017 arrest, who said the suspect was resisting being placed in the patrol car when Hartzell dragged him out of the car onto the ground, face down, and began choking him. One officer said the suspect's head hit the doorframe and the ground. Court records say an officer twice pulled Hartzell off the suspect. The Missoulian reports Hartzell's attorney, Milton Datsopoulos, was not available for comment Friday. A handful of mumps cases at a Bozeman elementary school led Gallatin County health officials to keep unvaccinated students out of classes until they're sure no more students are contagious. Health officials contacted the parents of Morningstar Elementary students who have medical or religious exemptions from receiving vaccinations and told them the students cannot attend school until the outbreak runs its course. Two people have pleaded guilty to their role in a scheme in which employees of the Blackfeet Tribe's Head Start program claimed $232,000 in unearned overtime pay. Patrick Calfboss Ribs and Teresa Marie Calfboss Ribs pleaded guilty yesterday to theft from an Indian tribal government receiving federal funding and wire fraud. Sentencing is scheduled for March 14th. The two, along with four co-defendants, were charged with conspiring to claim unearned overtime from April 2013 to July 2014. Prosecutors said the tribe repaid the federal government over $250,000 for disallowed overtime and other costs. Kalispell has received $12.7 million in federal funds to expand a section of the Highway 93 bypass outside of town. Nikki Willette reports.
The U.S. Department of Transportation Build Grant will expand a two-mile stretch from two to four lanes and remove the roundabout at Foys Lake Road. Joe Unterreiner is the president and CEO of the Kalispell Chamber of Commerce, which advocated for the project.
So this will really have a great benefit for year-round traffic improvements and is an important part of the city's overall plan to create a more pedestrian downtown.
Unterreiner says construction could start as early as next spring and last 1 to 2 construction seasons. The state will then turn its attention to expanding a final stretch of two-lane highway at the southernmost end of the bypass. The Highway 93 bypass opened to traffic in 2016. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.